This is an interview with Jeanette, and how do you pronounce her?
Honoré.
Honoré.
That's the right pronunciation.
Yeah. Yeah.
At their home on Scribner Boulevard in Lewiston, Maine. The date is January 17th, the year 2006. And this is Andrea Lemieux, and this is an interview for the Mill Workers Oral History Project. Could I start with you, Honoré, and ask you to tell me where and when you were born?
January 28, 1926, in Lewiston, Maine, on River Street, then Chicanado.
You did say I'm there, huh?
Yeah. So Little Canada area of town?
I stayed there 6 months, then I moved on Scribner.
So you lived here for a long time.
Yeah, not over here, but
down there,
on the same street. But you know, with my father and mother on 151 Scribner.
Yeah.
So.
And how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I got two brothers and one sister.
And your parents, were they both from Lewiston too?
Yes, no. My father was from Augusta. And my mother was born over here in Lewiston.
And did they work in the mill at all?
My father did. He worked in the U.S. Steam Laundry. And when that closed down, he went up and worked at the base mill in the spinning room.
In the spinning room?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And was he still working there when you went to work at the mill?
Yes. Yes. Saturday, 1942, working the mill.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get your job at the mill?
Oh, I just went up and during the vacation, school vacation, I went up and I asked for a job and I got one at the Hill Mill on the third shift. I didn't like the third shift, so I went up to see the Bates and I knew the guy that was hiring, so he got me a job on the first ship in the finishing room.
Mm-hmm. With the woman.
So I worked there for about 49 and a half years.
Oh, wow. And what sort of work did you do in that area?
I was a general head fixer in the finishing room.
And what did you fix?
All kinds of machineries, you know, and especially bundling machine. You know, where the spray was full, and then they put in the plastic bags and sealing machine.
And what do you think that it helped that your father worked there to get you a job?
No. I knew the guy that was hiring, so he was a mayor of Lewiston, Maine at that time. Yeah.
Who was it?
Mayor.
I think it was...
Labaya.
Oh, Labby.
Lambert. Okay.
You know, we used to play baseball, you know, and he was coming to the game all the time. That's how I knew him, you know.
Did you play sports at the mill, too? I remember
those
teams.
Yes. We play softball. And we had softball teams there. And I didn't play hockey, but I played hockey with the Ole Cross School. But we played softball. And bowling.
Bowling?
Oh, yes. Bowling, yeah, that's right.
Bowling, yeah.
So you had social activities besides work at the
Yes,
mill.
Yeah. We had a good time at that, you know, in those days. Everybody was friendly and, you know, it's not like a red race, you know, like today. Today it's rush. Oh, you know, used to play ball and...
Rush all the time.
And Jeanette, could you tell me where and when you were born?
June 10, 1928, in Wisconsin, in the Scalado. Yeah, that's where I was born. In Durand, we were living in. We were living in an apartment of Pepe Bossy, my grandfather. Yeah.
So you had a few generations living together.
Yes, yeah.
And your parents, were they from Lewiston?
Yes, yes, both from Lewiston.
And your grandparents, did they come from Canada or were they from...
Canada, I think. Canada. My grandparents came from Canada. Yeah, the boy you think from Canada, and I think the boys too, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever go to Canada on family trips?
I went to Canada often, but no, not on, no, no, those side. Yeah. They were all old people. I didn't go to see the old people. They used to come down though anyway. We saw them. They used to come down often, yeah.
So they maintain the family connection. So can you tell me what it was like growing up in Lewiston in the 30s and 40s?
Oh, it was nice. I think I like it that way. Yeah, me too. We were playing in the street.
Yeah, she's a city girl.
A city girl. I'm a city girl, right. We were playing in the street. We had rocket thing, you know, playing ball and all that thing. And we like it. I like it a lot. And we used to skate on the river street. Yeah, I like that.
Roller skates.
Yeah, the roller skate. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was good. It was good. I like it.
Was church a big part of your life growing up?
Church.
Oh, we used to go to church, yeah, often, yeah. We used to belong to society over there. And the priest was strict, too. Come away. Oh.
Did you, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
Two sisters. Mm-hmm. I'm the oldest. And the middle and the baby one. The baby one, she looked older than me, she got all white hair.
And you mentioned before we started the interview that your mom is still living and
yes,
she's 101.
And she'll be 102 in June.
In June.
Yeah.
So what areas, tell me about your time in the mills. You started at Hill Mill and then went to Bates?
Yeah, Bates after, yeah. In 1971 when they closed the hill, they sent me out to Bates. So I learned to fold. That's what I like. I went to the upstairs to room for a while, but I didn't know. I didn't like it anyway. But I used to go anyway. So I went downstairs and I used to fold over there. I like it over there. Yeah. I told the girl, I said, I should have come here first. And she said, they started to be on piecework not long ago. Oh, good for them. So we were in piecework over there. So that's why I like it. I was on the day work at the hill. They were great, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I got a little picture.
Oh, wow. Now, what? This is 1985.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she was doing.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a picture from the Lewiston Journal in Wednesday, September 11th, 1985. And Jeanette is demonstrating the folding of the bedspreads.
Yes.
Oh, and this was at a festival.
Yeah.
Okay. It's called the Lewiston Auburn Mill Festival. Yeah. Was that an annual festival?
Yeah.
Or was this a special?
They opened the mill for everybody who used to go. Yeah,
open up the mill so people
could go where.
Yeah.
And look around and
yes,
see how
yeah,
everything operated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, neat. I like that. That's really neat. And I also want to mention on the tape this edition of the Bates Spinner from December 1970. And there's a nice picture of the two of you with your mom.
Yeah, and his brother.
And
his brother.
And his brother.
Yeah, uncle.
Uncle, yeah, it's uncle for us, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's nice. And so, thank you.
Oh,
my God.
You've talked about some of the jobs that you did in the mill. Were there things that were tough about the job?
No. I used to be battalion on the hill when I started. Uh-huh. I started in 1944. I graduated from school and the week after I took a a week vacation, and I went in the mail. I didn't tell him that anyway. And then I started with to be a veteran, and then after that they changed the veteran to a Newfield girl, so I was a Newfield girl. I like it better than veteran than Newfield girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did the veteran do?
You had to unpeel the battery and put in the big battery and the big container to keep it going for the loom.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I have a picture of that. I'll take some.
What, at the time you were at the mill, did things change over the time you were there in terms of the type, the equipment, the technology?
Well, they did change a little bit. Oh, they changed a bit, yeah.
In what ways?
Well, we used to be veteran, but after that we were Unifield girl. I like it better, yeah. Better that way. Yeah. Unifield.
See, veteran, yeah. You have to pull the string and tie it up to the loom. Unifield just put the bobbins over there, and they would take the thread by itself.
Yes,
know,
yes, it was better. It was better. I like it better.
Yeah. So. Battery Andy had so many looms to take care of, and with Unifield, well, they add up more.
More, yeah.
See, you know, uh-huh. So.
Yeah.
And then when the mill closed, she went up to the Bates, and she had a job inspecting polar.
Polar.
You know, looking at the best spreads, uh-huh. And pulling the best spreads.
Yeah.
Which was... Nice. Better for her, and better pay.
Better pay. Better pay too.
Yeah, because she was on piecework.
Right.
Yeah.
And what would you do if there was something wrong with the bedspread? What happened then?
Oh, we had to put a sign. And there was a lady over there, and especially for that, we had to put a sticker on it and give it to her. She fixed it up.
She fixed it up.
Oh. Yeah.
She picked it up, or she goes on the second.
Yeah, yeah. When she can't fix it up. Was too big one. Second. Put that side for a second. Yeah. Yeah.
So, did you have a lot of friends that worked with you
yes.
at the mill?
Oh, yes. We had a lot of friends over there. We were all a big bunch of friends over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We used to eat, and at no time would they have no place for nobody else. We were 12, 13 at that table. Oh, yeah.
So you were a big group that stuck together.
Group. Yeah, yeah, we all stuck together, yeah.
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 In the finishing room, they had about 300 women. Just a few men.
Yeah. When there was something wrong, they said, tell your husband, he's going to come fix it. No, you better tell her yourself. I have to wait 2-3 weeks before he come. No. Not me.
No. See, my wife, I had to.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but you know, it's out in a way, you know. When you're working with your wife like this, you know, in the same department, you can't, you know, be too good to her, you know.
No.
Because the other one will say, hey, so.
Mm-hmm. No.
And how did the two of you meet?
Oh, we met at this.
At this wedding.
A wedding. 1948, a brother married my girlfriend on River Street. That's how we met, yeah. He asked me for a date and he came to see me. He goes to the wrong place.
No, but it's funny, you know. I had a date that night, you know, and one of the girls that was in the party there, she was with me at the wedding, but I was not with her. And I went to the wrong apartment. They were living, you know, block by block, next door. And she said, oh, it's across this. I went up to about 56, and she lived at 58 River.
Yeah. And you went upstairs. You were going upstairs. I don't know what for. You were living upstairs.
Wow. You found her though.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they told me.
Were there certain people that you worked with at the mill that you remember that stick out in your mind? Supervisors or
Yes, I remember.
Can you talk about some of those people?
Well, we had my first supervisor was Gus Mullen.
Oh,
he was a short guy. He had red hair, and he's the one that gave me the job, you know, as a fixer. This guy was running the department, but he had knowledge of machinery. And he gave me a job to help her. And when the guy died, and I took his place, and one of my bosses, well, I had quite a few bosses in 49 years, you know.
Yeah.
I had Irwin Bradley. He was a farmer, but he was a nice guy. I can't say nothing against a boss, because I was my own boss. You know, the last 20 years, I did what I want to do. Because they never check on me, and they knew I was there all the time. And in the morning, they used to go around and check if all the people are in. Me, I could come in at 9 o'clock, then they wouldn't know. But you know, but I was there all the time, though. I went out sick twice.
Yeah,
I remember. One it was from my knees, and one was from my fingers.
Was the fingers from working?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, they had the chutes, a conveyor belt. The stitcher had a conveyor belt, and when they stitch, the spreads would go up the conveyor belt and land into in the basket after they were finished. So one day, this conveyor belt, the chain broke, roller chain broke. And I went over to fix it, and I shut the power off. But the switch is close by the basket, you know, but nobody, well, we knew that the switch was there, but we never thought, you know, that something could happen. And I put the switch off, and I put the roller chains together. When I put the links in, the girl stepped on the pedal, and roller chain started working, and my fingers went through the gear. So I lost, just the end of my fingers, you know. And they thought it was my fault, you know. So about a month or so after, Joe Belangi, one of the boss, was with me, and the same thing happened, you know, the chains broke, and he's the one who put the power off. But somebody went by and pushed the basket and he hit the switch and the switch went on.
Right.
So they found out that I was right.
Yeah.
You know? It was an accident.
Yeah.
And the girl felt bad, yeah. You know?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not
But the machinery fault. Can be dangerous sometimes.
Oh, yes. But, you know, it's the basket rolled over and hit that switch, and the switch went on. Yeah. And they, you know, the girls are so used after they finish the stitching, they step on the pedal and they send the thread away, you know, to the baskets. But anyway.
Did you ever have, were you always real, real busy, or did you have time to sort of joke around at work?
Yeah, we have time. Yeah.
Oh, yes. There was a lot of stories.
Yeah?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, at that time, yeah. We could say a lot of stories. Now I don't remember.
Yeah. No, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Me, you know, the boss told me one day, he says, Henry, they call me Henry because my name is Honoré, you know.
Yeah.
he says, when you sit down and you're doing nothing, he says, we're making money.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But he says, if you're working, that means the machinery is down and we're losing money.
Yeah, that's right.
So, And then, you know, I tried to keep all the machinery, you know, the grease and oil, and so they wouldn't get shut down. And even the boss, you know, was somebody's birthday. They say, Henry, that's this woman's birthday. So I used to make a star. You know, I used to pull a cardboard like this, and I used to make a star.
Uh-huh.
And I says, and on the star it says, on this day, this person was born, you know, and I put the year and the date. I never put their
age.
Just the year and the date. And then when they open up the stars, you know, they said, happy birthday. So everybody would sign that card.
Yeah.
You know, I wish to do that.
Yeah.
And one time one girl was mad.
Yeah, she didn't want to tell her.
Yeah. She didn't want to say her age. Somebody told me the day she was. I didn't know that. So I put on this day, you know, in that year, she, you know, a son was born. Who told you my day? My. So everybody knew. And today.
She's still living.
Yeah. I saw her about a month ago, huh?
Yeah.
At the Udville. She's at Udville.
Yeah.
And she remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she does.
She remember
yeah.
that.
She never forgot that.
No.
She did, and I didn't eat her.
Oh, boy.
If I asked you, what are some of your biggest impressions of your time working in the mills? What would your impressions be?
Me, I'm glad that I work at the Bates.
Yeah.
And what you see, thanks to the Bates.
Yeah, that's right. That's the money.
I got a house, I got a car. Mm-hmm. You know, without them, I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
Did the union in the mill play a big part in
your lives?
In what way? Good, bad?
It's good.
Good. Yeah,
you
good.
Know, one thing I can say for myself and I think for her, I never had a complaint from the union or from the Bates.
That's right.
You know, sometimes, you know, if you do something wrong, they would send you a letter to the union, you know, and say, this is, he did so and so. Never had one.
No, me either.
No.
Yeah. And did the people that represented the union who were working in the mills, did they like talk to you? Is, you know, yeah. Are things safe, or, you know, are you getting paid enough, or how did that work?
Oh, you know, the textile is not like working at the shipyards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
very
you couldn't ask for a lot of money because, you know, they were not making that much money, you know. And we got along good, and they never did. We asked for raises when the time came, and, you know, but only a couple of times that I know, they went up on strike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was one strike that lasted about a month.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the year that I plant my shrubs.
Yeah, that's
around
right.
On the house.
Yeah.
They just came at the right time. They came at the right time, and the strike came at the right time, so I don't.
Yeah.
And how did you get through that time? Both of you were at the mill?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So you both were not working?
You know, there's another thing, you know. You got to save some money for rainy days sometimes. You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So. We use the rainy day money.
Like, you know, like they say, you know, if you're not working, you got to slow down on something. Some of the works, some of the extras that she got. So.
Yeah.
We survive.
Yeah. And did you interact with Fred LaBelle?
Yes, Fred LaBelle was the super. He was the big chief at the end at the Bates. He owns, now he's still working at the Helm now. Yeah. I saw him about a month ago.
A month ago, his wife.
His wife was at the Duville, and he remembered me. He remembered my name, Honoré. He says, Henry. I said, no, he says, it's Honoré, you know. And, you know, for a president to remember your name with all those people that are working, well,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was proud of myself.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, who will remember after, you know, I retired in 1989, heart attack. Mm-hmm. I was going to make 50 years, but I quit.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
That's right.
So you retired right before the mills closed.
Closed, yes, yes. Just before.
Yeah.
You know. And, well, you know, disabled, heart attack, and so I'm still lucky. I'm still alive.
That's right.
Thank God.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you think we should add to this today? Something I missed about the mills or growing up in Lewiston?
Yeah.
Hey, Lewiston used to be like a shopping center,
didn't
it?
Well,
what
yeah.
was that like? Because
it was nice. We used to go shop every Saturday. Asked my mother and me. Yeah, we used to go shop on Lisbon Street. Mm. We like it. No more now.
And you know, after we, you know, the old days, you know, it was Lisbon Street. We used to walk on Lisbon Street, you know, do the window shopping on Sunday. And then, you know, Saturday night, we used to go to different towns, cities, you know, and go and shopping.
Yeah.
We used to go to West Gardner, you know, and shop along, you know, the streets and go to Portland and Congress Street, you know, and if we go to a show, we go to a show early and then we walk the street. Yeah. Today, well. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things that you'll never see. Like Pleasant View Acres, that was just woods there. We used to go raspberry picking, you know. There was a lot of it. They had where the Pleasant View Acres, they had in the woods, they had an apple tree. Didn't belong to nobody, you know. And it was so good. The apples were good. Nobody took care of it, and there was no worm or nothing. It was good apples, and they had grapevines. Now everything's destroyed. Now they got houses. So that's where I spent my childhood, playing.
You were learning
baseball over here after we got married.
Oh yes,
next lot over here that was empty, and we make a volleyball court. And the people from downtown used to come and play volleyball with us. We had a league going over here. Oh, yeah.
We had the kid, too.
Yeah, the guys would bring their kids, you know, they had to keep their kids. Mm-hmm. And she got locked up. She got locked out twice.
Over here.
The kid used to come in, you know, and then she goes with the kids, you know, and they locked the door. The kid was inside. She had to rent to mother.
My mother was living very
get a key, yeah.
Get the key to come in. Oh my God. Those kids were. They were awful.
We had a good life.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy.
Well, great. Thank you both very much for your time.